97.9 The Hill, Aaron Keck coming at you from Intrinsic Aura Studios here at University Place. Also in Intrinsic Aura Studios is Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Good day.
Hello. Welcome to the old man on a soapbox hour. That's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about stuff until Aaron Keck cuts me off. I want to talk about the CES Expo. One of the things that I also hate a lot, where something used to be an acronym, but now it's not an acronym anymore. It's just what we call
that
it.
That happens a lot.
I hate it.
Like, there are organizations that have just given up on, like, the reason behind the acronym, and they just call themselves, like,
CES.
That thing.
Yeah, but, it like, that's three capital letters. It stands for something, and it used to stand for Consumer Electronics Show, which is still what it is. And if you go to their website, all it says is that it's put on by the, what is this? Where is it? Let me just find this thing. By the Consumer Technology Association. CES is a global stage for innovation. Rah, rah, rah. It never says what it stands for. I had to go to Wikipedia to find out what that acronym used to stand
for. If it makes you feel a little bit better, I don't think you can fully be an old man complaining about the world if you are complaining about the specific details of a fancy, like, advanced high technology expo.
See, we say high technology.
Oh.
We say high technology.
Is this behind the times?
The piece that led me here has the headline, "The Oven Won't Talk to the Fridge, Smart Homes Struggle." Which sounds like that's just ripe for riffing here on Trends. Hardy har har, let's talk about smart fridges and other dumb things and have a good little laugh, right?
Right.
And to some extent, that's what this is. It ends up being a pretty good piece about how none of the smart home ecosystems are designed to work together. Similar to how if you have an app, like one Apple device, your experience will probably be mediocre at best. But if every device you have, television, laptop, phone, watch, if they're all Apple-based,
they're all synchronized.
Yeah, then you're going to have a great time because you can just toss things to different screens and all your stuff is in one location, and that's how people get you into the cult, right?
Right.
That's how they get you. And Sony and Samsung and everybody else has all these devices that work great together but terrible apart, and people, consumers, are not really participating in the larger ecosystems. So they're not taking full advantage of these things.
Ah, and
this ended up being, yo, "The Oven Won't Talk to the Fridge" is a clever headline that got me into it. But my old man shouting at stuff actually comes from the quote that ends the article. This article ends with,
"Way to get all the way down to the end of the article, too.
I mean,
more people should be like you."
I try and read things before I talk about them, gang.
Yeah.
So this guy from a company called Savant. This article ends with this guy pitching a connected fuse box. Quote, "The fuse box is maybe one of the last forgotten things in the home that can be made smart."
Okay.
What? We have fridges with cameras that are detecting whether or not I put a dang gallon of milk in it. The big thing at CES was a mirror that tracks you brushing your teeth to see which teeth you're brushing. You're telling me we've done, right? We've done all this. We got cameras and AI recognition software, and no one, not one person before now was just like, "I wonder if people would like a fuse box that texts them how much electricity they've used." Yes. Yes, I would like that. That sounds very nice. Please make one.
Yeah.
Because the only smart home thing that I've ever said, I could probably use that, is the thermostat ones.
Yeah.
It would be cool.
Is that what a smart fuse box would be? Because, like, I heard we want a connected fuse box. I'm like, what is a non-connected fuse box? This is like a piece of metal with nothing connected.
I mean, the
point of a fuse box is that it's connected to things.
Yeah, but it doesn't have any readouts. There's no displays, and you're not really allowed to go mess with your meter, or at least you don't. Lord knows. I mean, I've never looked at my meter, not even once.
I would like that. I would like to know how much electricity I'm
using. Like, I could just log into an account and just see how many kilowatt hours I'm using.
Yeah, that's
cool. See where I'm averaging. That sounds cool. And it's blowing my mind that this guy is just like, this is the last thing in the home to automate. Everybody forgotten about it. Why? I don't want to know which teeth I brushed. I can keep pretty good track of that. I've got
a grocery list. My dentist will tell me.
Like, I know if I need milk or not most of the time. What I don't know is how much power I'm using, and that would be great.
I will say that you did officially cross the threshold into old mandom when you used the word dang as an adverb.
Well, I'm not allowed to do what I want to do here on Trends, linguistically speaking. But that's neither here nor there.
Words that you could have used, which are a little bit more young sounding than dang.
Dang. Dang is a classic. It's like
dope. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, Dang will be around forever. And Roy Williams has no small part in that, I tell you what.
Roy Williams is also an old man, and I don't think anyone would disagree with me on that.
Oh, he's the youngest old man that exists, and you can fight me on that. There are videos of him dancing that are still popular online. He is the youngest old man.
Hey, that may be true, but he is still an old man, and therefore, so are you.
Isn't there an old man in all of us?
But there's a, like, older one in you.
Fair.